cross-picking scales. There are several examples of the possibilities available for these scales. Basically, these scales offer a different type of sound by using the advantage of being able to play the same note on different strings. Usually, you don't want notes ringing together from open strings, since it tends to confuse the harmony, makes things muddy. However, certain effects, like the sound you hear from a harp, are more fluid when using this technique. If you play a scale, note by note, on one or succeeding strings, each note is heard as separated from every other note. With cross-picking, each note, as much as possible, is allowed to ring into the next, creating a waterfall effect. Rapid passages can sound really flowing. The examples in the book show some of the permutations available to the guitarist. Some, especially in the open tunings, are more practical to the fingerstyle guitarist. When used in open tunings, more open strings are available for bass notes, allowing fingering freedom for runs. There are some things about these scales which will become evident when you start to practice them. First is that descending scales are much more effective than ascending ones. This is simply because while descending, the upper notes are allowed to ring. While doing ascending scales, each bass note gets cut off, a product of not having a finger down on a particular note. Not all of the scales are meant to be used in their entirety. Segments, however, will prove useful when the music calls for them. When doing cross-picking scales, pay attention to your left hand. In order for the notes to ring into each other, it's important that you play each note as if your finger was on a hot plate. Don't interfere with the ringing of the adjacent strings. This means that you have to pay attention to each finger being put down as perpendicular to the fretboard as possible. Play with the fingertips. Don't use the side of the first finger joint. Here's example 25.